Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So recently I did a video about how we are our own brain surgeons, or we at least can be. If you haven't seen that video, go watch that one first. But this morning I was biking with my friend Chet, or cycling as some people call it, probably more correct. But Chet and I were talking about this fact that we have the ability to be our own brain surgeon, epigenetics, and Chet gave me a brand new angle and I absolutely loved it. He said, Carrie, just recently I was coaching a team of high performers and here's what happened. One of the women in the group was not okay with the decision that was made by the leader, whoever that was, and rather than saying, I don't agree with it, she said, several of us were talking and we don't agree with this decision, or I've heard that other people are not okay with this decision. In other words, rather than own the fact that she was uncomfortable with the decision, she did something that we all struggle with. She minded somebody else's business. Now think about that term, mind your own business. Don't mind other people's business. What happens is, rather than being our own brain surgeons, our own practitioners of people who utilize neuroplasticity in our decision making and in our habit forming, rather than doing that, because that's tough work, many of us try to be brain surgeons for other people's business. Did you catch that? We're the best brain surgeons when it comes to our spouses, our kids, our friends, our coworkers. We can mind their business, but when it comes to our business, very few people take that role of self-identified brain surgeon well. We're the best brain surgeons on other people, but not our own. And when Chet and I were talking today, I said, wow, that is crazy deep thought. Listen, some people are just out cycling. Chet and I were having this deep talk, and I'll tell you what, I'm taking it seriously. I'm looking at my own life just today, and I said, how am I minding other people's business, and I'm missing minding my own business? Ooh. And that was like an ouch, because if you're like me, come on, let's be honest, folks. If you're like me, we all struggle with that. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Be somebody who minds your business first. That's a great point. Number two, don't be like that lady who basically abdicates her influence. This woman abdicated her influence by saying, we've heard people not okay with this decision. She should have owned it. She should have said, I'm not okay with that decision. And what that would have done for the leader is force the leader to deal with it, to interact, to self-reflect. But when she said, I've heard people talking, the leader can do nothing. So that's another point. And then number three, be somebody who is an expert brain surgeon on yourself. That, my friends, is a big secret to success. I'm gonna give it some more thoughts. I'm gonna look in the mirror, and I'm gonna try to make this happen in my own life. Let's do it together. This is Carrie Oberbrunner again. Be a soul on fire. We'll talk soon. Subscribe, share with somebody who needs it. We'll see ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.